This is the Riches from the Pages radio broadcast with Evangelist Adam Borden, brought to you by Wahoo Baptist Church in Murrayville, Georgia. We invite you to join us for this time of mining the unsearchable riches of God's Word. And now, Evangelist Adam Borden.
I've got a message today I'd like to bring for just a few minutes. Who told you to quit? Who told you to quit? Working for the Lord. Who told you to quit? Look at these things. Who told you to quit worshiping? Brother Sammy Allen, one of our heroes, said, "You've probably never really worshiped unless you've been accused of taking it too far." Because you know what worship is? It's embarrassing the flesh. I do things when I'm worshiping God that I wouldn't do normally. Who told you to quit worshiping? Let me give you, for instance, 2 Samuel chapter 6. We don't have time to turn and read it. I'll give you the short little version. David is bringing the ark back to his city. He's erected a temple, a tabernacle for it to be housed in. And here they come, singers singing, musicians playing, and here they come with the ark the way God instructed them to, on the shoulders of those priests. And David's got on a linen ephod, and he's out there praising God, and he is just praising God and shouting for all he's worth. And Saul's daughter, his wife, is sitting up at the palace. And he comes in and he blesses his house with all kind of food and gifts. His wife says, "Well, well, well, King David. Boy, you really showed out today, didn't you? Boy, you really embarrassed yourself out there today acting like an idiot. You look so dumb and foolish." Now, if he'd been from Alabama, he'd have said, "Oh, is that right? Well, get a grip, sweetheart, because tomorrow you ain't seen nothing yet." How many people quit worshiping because their spouse gives them the sideways look? How many kids go off to a camp away from all of their eyes and their peers that look upon them and have a certain set of expectations, and they get in a free and open environment of worship at an old-fashioned Baptist Bible camp like we're having over in Georgia here the next 2 weeks? And scores of kids get saved. Young men get called to preach. People get right with God. Young people give their life and they worship God in a way they never have. And they come back home. And they might just have a little bit of fire left in them on that Sunday morning and raise their hand and say amen or worship God. And on that ride home, their mom and dad said, "Now look, buddy, we love you and everything, but you ain't got to do all that." Who told you to quit worshiping? Has God told us to quit worshiping Him? I worship inside. I don't find that anywhere in the Bible. You give me chapter and verse where your worship is supposed to be strictly internal. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And your face is a window to your soul. And we've been in here for just now on two days. And if there's a worship inside of you somewhere, your face has got to disconnect with your insides. Because some of y'all look mad like your mother-in-law moved in. I love my mother-in-law, just for the record. Who told you to quit worshiping? I'm trying to wrap this up, brother. Who told you to quit being modest? I'm glad you asked. Turn to the Old Testament. Look at this one, Deuteronomy chapter number 22. Because if you read it, you're accountable for it. And it ain't up to me, because I ain't telling you. The Bible's telling you. Chapter number 22 of Deuteronomy, my friends. Verse number 5, in love. "The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are not an abomination, but are abomination unto the Lord thy God." I believe I'll just leave that laying right there. Who told you to quit being a parent? Your kids have got enough buddies. They need a parent. Proverbs 13 still says, "He who spareth the rod from his son, hateth his son. We're not talking about abuse. I got whippings all my growing up life. That's the only reason I'm standing here today and not in jail or on a bar stool or hungover this morning. I'd mess up. I'd disobey. I'd show out, sass my mama, and my daddy would tell me what I did wrong.
Yes, sir.
He'd tell me what he was fixing to do, and then he would do it.
Amen.
And then he would tell me why he loved me and hugged me. Some of y'all don't know that. That's how you do it. I got whooped with hickories. I got whooped with belts. I got whooped with a flip-flop one time because that was the only thing close. That didn't hurt too bad. I got whooped with a mesh cap with them little flappy, snappy things. You talk about hurting. Good night, man. That's right next to the electric chair. Who told you to quit being a parent? Don't listen to all this psycho babble. Don't listen to the society. Can you believe the sickness that they're saying now about what parents should ask their children what gender they are? Out of here! And if you swallow that junk, you deserve the bellyache. Who told you to quit being a godly parent? That's what they need. You know why all these kids kill themselves? You know why all these kids do all this wicked stuff? You know why all these kids have no conscience and can go in with a gun and psh, 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 and when they bring them out, stone-faced. You know why? Because their parents let that screen raise their kids. Their parents let that tablet raise their kids. Parents let that movie raise their kids. Parent let the school raise the kids. It ain't their job. It's your job. I think I heard something yesterday. We got some possible newlyweds coming up here. Is that right? Hey, look. If the, y'all get married. What's today? She said it loud. Hey, and then if the Lord blesses y'all with children, you go right there. Because every answer about your son and your daughter is in that book. Your parents don't have all the answers because, hey, they raised us. I'm almost done. Don't get your parenting skills from anything on cable television or YouTube. Who's telling you to quit? Here's what I know. I got some more, but I'm not going to do it. We do need to quit some things. We need to quit lying. We need to quit lying to other people, and we need to quit lying to ourselves. Because you lie to yourself long enough, you'll begin to believe the lie. You need to quit being concerned about what the carnal world thinks. Love not the world or the things that are in the world. 1 John 2:15. We need to quit keeping the gospel to ourselves. 2 Corinthians 4:3 says, but if our gospel be hid, it be hid to them that are lost. Yes. Why are you so selfish with the gospel? Quit being so selfish with the gospel.
Amen.
Changed your life, didn't it?
Amen.
You're in church this morning, aren't you? You're not hungover.
Amen.
I said at the beginning, I'll finish with this. In every church, there are people who are ready to quit. And most of the time, Brother David, the number one person on that list is the pastor. How many times we heard from our preacher friends, when I got in the pulpit for weeks, I had the resignation letter in my pocket. I'm talking about stout Bible preachers who entered the pulpit with a resignation letter. Am I right? In their pocket. But somebody would testify and say, I just want to thank the Lord for you, brother so-and-so, and your team, and your preaching. Tuck it back in there.
Amen.
You better pray for your preacher.
Amen.
You are sorry something if you don't pray for your preacher. I'm just here to tell you. Sunday school teachers are ready to quit. Think they're not making a difference. Outreach people are ready to quit. Think that nobody's listening. Choir members are ready to quit. Oh, we don't sound that good anyhow or something like that. I don't like that director. Who told you to quit?
Good.
Now, if you go back over and read, I trust you do that, Ezra chapter 6. If you go to Zechariah, you'll see that the Lord said, Zerubbabel started this building and he will finish it. Why? Because God told him to start it. God never says quit. He says finish. Write that down in your Bible. God never said quit. He says finish. Run through the tape. Be out of breath and broken in body when you get there, but finish. And lastly, some of you need to quit saying no to salvation. Holy Spirit draws men and women and boys and girls who are in a lost condition. It's time to quit saying no to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now, today, I don't know. I've had moments where I was ready to quit. I'm talking about recently.
Yeah.
Selfish flesh and a sinful devil.
Right.
They don't appreciate you.
Right.
You work too hard. You're doing too much stuff. Not time to quit. I'd like for Brother Les to come to the piano, yeah. Brother Tim come.
Yeah.
And we're just going to sing a chorus of I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.
Right.
I don't know who you are,
yeah.
But God deals with the things of the heart of man.
Yeah.
It's not time to quit.
Yeah.
You look at the world around us, it's fixing to get hard.
Yeah. Right.
What did they do? In that verse number 23, by force and power.
Yes.
What did a so-called government official tell people to do this week? Surround them. Form a crowd. Tell them they're not welcome here or anywhere.
Yes.
Wicked devil.
Yep.
I don't care what color she is, or she's a man or a woman.
Right.
Wicked
right.
Devil.
Right.
Tell her I said so.
Yes.
It's not time to quit.
Yes.
It's time to tighten up. And get back to work.
Amen.
Pastor's going to come and stand. Brother Tim's going to sing. We're standing. We're standing all over the house. I'd like for you to bow your heads and close your eyes this morning just for a moment. I believe God has brought this message today, not because of me, because He needed it said. How many would say, Brother Adam, I needed that message today. Nobody's looking. Amen. How many said, I needed that message this morning, Brother Adam? Thank you. Hands all over this room. Hands all over this room. Who's thought about quitting? Would you raise your hand to the Lord and admit, I've been thinking about quitting myself. It's not time to quit. It's time to finish. How many would say, Brother Adam, I've never started with the Lord. I've never been saved. I know I'm lost, or I'm not real sure. But I sure would like to start with Him today. If that's you this morning, say, Brother Adam, I'm lost. Pray for me. Pray for me. I'm lost. Is that anybody in the room? Would you just raise your hand? Raise your hand unto the Lord. And say, I'm lost, Brother Adam. Please pray for me. I want to start with the Lord. As Brother Tim begins to sing, Preacher David comes. You might just want to find a time in this altar to say, Lord, I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up. I'm going to rededicate. I'm going to re-up for another tour. I'm going to re-up for another assignment. God, you've given me a work to do, and I'm going to finish it. If you'll help me, God. If you'll help me, Lord, I don't want to quit. I've seen the casualties of the quitters. I don't want to be a casualty, a castaway, a shipwreck. Oh, I don't want to quit, Lord. Help me to go on another day. Make your way to this altar if you would. Do business with God. You might want to pray for somebody else that you know that's about to quit. You might know somebody that's on the verge of giving up. You might have a spouse that's ready to walk out of that home. You might just need to pray and say, oh God, don't let them quit. Oh, I'll sing this chorus for Brother Tim. I have to sign.
Our prayer is that the Word of God has done a work in you today. For more information on the ministry of Evangelist Adam Borden, go to evangelistadamborden.com, spelled B-O-R-D-E-N, and click on the contact page, or you can call 615-785-5682. Join us next time as we find riches from the pages of God's Word with Evangelist Adam Borden.